Center. Our temperature is at 9 below zero. Yesterday's high was 5 above. Record high, 56 in 1974. Record low, 38 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 41 and the low, 36. Sunset will happen at 4:53 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning, 7:30. Southwest winds are at 6. That makes a wind chill around 18 below this morning, 30.02, our barometric reading. 2-hour delays today for Fenimore, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. It is 9 on the minus side in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and also sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He'll be in court today, but last night, Donald Trump won the GOP Iowa caucuses. The AP's Norman Hall.
Former President Trump scored a record-setting win in the Iowa caucuses.
This has been an incredible experience. The people have been, this is the third time we've won. But this is the biggest win.
Caucus scores endured life-threatening cold and dangerous driving conditions to meet in hundreds of schools, churches, and community centers across the state. His rivals finished far behind.
I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together.
Ron DeSantis finished a distant second and edged out former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Vivek Ramaswamy is dropping out. The candidates now turn their attention to New Hampshire.
And after that big win in Iowa, Donald Trump is expected in court today in New York. This is the trial that will decide how much more he owes the writer, E. Jean Carroll, for denying that he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s and accusing her of lying about her claims. Much of the nation is still in a deep freeze. We just talked with the National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard.
A large swath of the country seeing wind chills below zero and then even minus 20 to minus 30 this morning. Continuing today, we will start to see some moderation as we go through the week, but certainly still cold out there this morning.
It's 5 degrees right now in Oklahoma City, 17 in Portland, Oregon. This morning in Japan, a passenger plane hit a parked aircraft while taxiing to a runway at an airport in Japan, but no injuries, according to reports. This was a Korean Air aircraft that hit a Cathay Pacific aircraft, according to media reports. At the Emmys, Succession won a third Best Drama Series award. The Bear was the night's top comedy. This is AP News. He's out.
A Republican presidential candidate is suspending his 2024 campaign. Vivek Ramaswamy says he's exiting the race and is endorsing former President Donald Trump. Just yesterday, Ramaswamy said Trump faced too many obstacles in the race.
They're not going to let this man get anywhere near the White House again. And it's disgusting, but these people now will stop at nothing. And I mean nothing. To keep this man away from the levers of power.
Ramaswamy finished a distant fourth in Iowa's caucuses. Behind Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Ramaswamy, a biotech entrepreneur, had previously called Trump the best president of the 21st century, but said Republican voters should opt for fresh legs. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. In girls basketball last night, Highland was a winner against Ithaca, 50-36, and a win last night for Kickapoo over Boscobel, 58-47. Fenimore beat Lancaster, 49-43. It was a win for Wunniwuk Center over Riverdale last night, 59-52. Some girls basketball on the schedule last night, and more games coming up tonight. This update is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Elsewhere in sports from yesterday, Josh Allen threw three touchdown passes and scored on a franchise playoff record 52-yard touchdown run, and the Bills beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-17. The other game last night, it was a victory on the way for Tampa Bay over Philadelphia, 32-9 was the final score. And Cam Jones scored 22, Tyler Kolick had 21 and 11 assists, and number 17 Marquette pulled away in the second half to snap a two-game skid with an 87-74 victory over Villanova. From the NBA, Philadelphia 124, Houston 115, Dallas over New Orleans 125-120, Detroit 129, Washington 117, Orlando beat New York 98-94, Atlanta 109, San Antonio 99, Memphis 116, Golden State 107, Cleveland beat Chicago 109-91, Boston 105, Toronto 96, Miami won in overtime over Brooklyn 96-95, Utah 132, Indiana 105, and the Lakers over Oklahoma City 112-105. That's an update on sports.
It is normal for women to feel nervous about cervical cancer screenings, but screening for HPV, a virus that can cause cervical cancer, takes less than 5 minutes and can be done at home or by your primary care provider in a standard exam room. Testing for HPV and participating in regular pap exams can help you find cervical cancer in the early stages and access prompt care. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we are committed to supporting you on every step of your individual health journey.
A high of 3 today, a few clouds and bitter cold tonight, a low of 8 degrees on the minus side. A high of 12 Wednesday and Thursday 11, with a 40% chance of light snow or flurries later at night. In Richland Center, winds around 3 from the southwest currently, making for that wind chill down in the teens. Right now, the actual reading is 9 degrees below zero.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
A two-hour delay today for these area schools: Fenimore, Highland, Waseca Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. There is no AM Early Childhood and no Bethlehem 4K in the Richland District, and Ithaca will not feature its AM 4K today. Second Harvest Food Pickup in Boscobel is canceled, and Boscobel Bowl and Banquet will not be holding bingo today. So there you go. A few notes on this very inclement day again. A cold overnight in southwest Wisconsin, that's for sure. And the roads, well, they're no picnic. Main roads are fine, but boy, some of the side roads, just no chance to get that stuff scraped off, or certainly there's not going to be any melting process for a few days yet. Do the best you can. Drive carefully. Today is Tuesday, January 16th. Here is Miranda Lambert.
The other way. I'm a wild child.
Miranda Lambert on WRCO Radio. Well, good luck getting everything started this morning, and including yourself, right? Do the best can. 12 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, a day in which we'll be talking about more of the high school sports, and kind of fun to still be talking Packer football as they prepare for the weekend against the 49ers, and hopefully they can have some success. Make it a game anyway. That's all I care about in the playoffs. You know, it just seems like quite a few of the games over the weekend were blowouts and really not that interesting to watch. If you're just a casual fan, you don't really care who wins. You want to see it come down to get a two-point conversion. Oh, they win, you know, instead of these, you know. And so that's kind of the way a lot of these games have been, including the Packers and Dallas. But if it's your team and they're winning well, then it's not a big deal. A lot of the people yesterday and even Sunday too analyzing the game couldn't talk about how the Packers played so well. It was how the Cowboys played so poorly, you know, and maybe they did, but a lot of times it's a combination of both. I mean, the Packers had to put the points on the board. They had to do something right. It wasn't all Dallas just kind of fumbling for them, you know. Oh well, kind of the nature of the fan, I guess. This is Toby Keith doing a little dream walking. Tell you, when that cold air hits you, you're not going to be dream walking too much more. But anyway.
She left the yellow rose and a long neck bottle on the table beside my bed, with a short little note said I had a good time and was written in lipstick red. She didn't sign her name, I wonder if that's a little secret that she keeps. Ooh, she's walking around in my sleep. Dream walking, pillow talking, she's calling my name again. Talking. calling my name again. Day's breaking, I ain't waking up, I'm sleeping.
Millsap here on WRCO Country and Community. It is 621, 9 degrees below zero. I have the wind chill chart out, but it hasn't, you know, been really the major factor this morning. I mean, everything's cold, this temperature, that's for sure. Wind chill advisory through 9 coming up on Wednesday morning. Wind chills off and on between 25 and 35 below zero. A little sunshine yesterday, and kind of amazing, even though we were at, what was it, the daytime high? 5 yesterday. It didn't feel that bad sometimes, you know, if you were blocked from the wind and the sunshine was out there. I was feeling, hey, it's not bad out here, Squirt. But then again, it's all what you're used to. Tomorrow, when we hit 12, it's going to seem like, wow, hey, you know, is it March yet? Feels like spring. Here's Jay Allen.
Take a picture, take a chance. Chase a dream, chase a girl. Say a prayer, take a trip. Don't hold your breath, hold your kids for that to be. Cause it can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it. That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spin it, in a blink it's gone goodbye. Cause there's no time like the present. There's no prison like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you. Help a stranger, help yourself. Pull that Bible off that shelf. Open it up with your mind. See the world through his eyes. Make the most of what matters the most in this life. Cause it can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it. That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spin it, in a blink it's gone goodbye. Cause there's no time like the present. There's no present like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you. It can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it. That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spin it. There's no time like the present. Oh, there's no time like the present. There's no present like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you.
Tomorrow's Night Out, the Judds on WRCO Radio. Coming up, a look at our news, weather, and sports. We'll update you on things going on weather-wise, or delayed anyway because of weather-wise, the cold wind chills that have blanketed much of the state of Wisconsin. Here is Priscilla Block.
Band always sit in the same place, cold beer in my hand. They know me by name and my go-to drink. Yeah, I come here every Wednesday. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the door guy checking your eyes. Surprise when you see me, like you didn't have a clue that I'd be here tonight, wearing those jeans you like. Been coming here for a long time.
Good morning. Our update at 6:30 is coming up next from WRCO and WRCE.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee M12 heated jackets and apparel. The M12 red lithium battery technology can run up to 8 hours with heating zones on the front and back, and has a quick heat function that warms up 3 times faster than similar products. Browse the Milwaukee heated apparel, including Axis and Tough Shell jackets, hoodies, women's, and more at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's news update is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high of 3 today. Partly cloudy and cold. West winds 10 to 20. And tonight, a few clouds and bitter cold. A low of 8 degrees below zero. Wednesday, 12 for a high. 2-hour delays for several area school districts today, including Fenimore, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, also Ithaca and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. There is no AM early childhood or 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran for the Richland district and no AM 4K for Ithaca's district today. We're at 9 degrees below zero.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Dangerously cold temperatures are affecting much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest, with wind chills below minus 30 degrees being recorded in many parts of the central U.S. More than 85,000 U.S. homes and businesses were without power early today, the bulk of them in Oregon after widespread outages that started Saturday. Classes were canceled today for students in Portland and other major cities, including Chicago, Denver, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, across New England, and in Washington, D.C. The storms and frigid temperatures affected everything from air travel to NFL playoff games to Iowa's presidential caucuses. Donald Trump won the Iowa caucuses Monday night, with Ron DeSantis muscling out a second-place finish over Nikki Haley. The former president scored the largest margin of victory in a competitive GOP Iowa caucus, the results with most of the votes counted. The AP said Trump had 51% of the vote, DeSantis 21%, and Haley 19%, Ramaswamy with 8%. The former president's victory shows how the GOP has stood with him despite legal woes and false claims. The 2020 election was stolen from him. The win also could signal a short Republican primary season. Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor's second-place finish, could salvage his ability to tell donors and supporters that he has a path forward. Also, Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor, may have finished third, but she said after the vote that this is still a two-person race between her and Trump. The field for the Democratic challenger to Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden grew smaller over the weekend when Tara Johnson, the former La Crosse County board chair, ended her campaign. Johnson cited the loss of her father, the need to spend more time with family, and a crowded primary field as reasons to end her campaign. Johnson did not endorse any of the three other candidates, Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson. An independent analysis shows that most of the newly ordered maps redrawing Wisconsin's boundaries for political studies, the state legislature would keep Republicans in the majority control.
The maps were submitted on Friday. Those from Republican lawmakers would diminish but not eliminate that party's majorities in the Senate and Assembly. State Senate Democrats proposed maps that would produce a 54-45 Republican Assembly majority and a 17-16 Republican edge in the Senate. Maps from Governor Tony Evers give Republicans a 50-49 advantage in the Assembly and Democrats an 18-15 Senate majority. Republicans now have a 22-11 majority in the Senate and a 64-35 seat edge in the Assembly. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Vernon County Sheriff's Office said that social media reports of a pair of explosions in Stoddard were unfounded. In a release on Sunday, Sheriff Roy Torgerson said there were no reports of any explosions on Saturday evening. Torgerson said there was no danger to the community. Speculation on social media was that the loud noises were caused by fireworks, gunshots, or frost quakes. a potentially dangerous situation over the weekend in Iowa County. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office said early Sunday that a fire happened at a commercial facility with a large amount of propane. The blaze at the Insight FS Agriculture Building west of Dodgeville closed Highway 18 near the village of Cobb and led to people being sheltered in place overnight on Sunday. In addition to the propane, the building was known to contain different pesticides. That led Iowa County Emergency Management set up a perimeter and request that people avoided the area. Though the fire was contained, officials were concerned about residual toxins produced from the fire. A bill in the Wisconsin legislature would make 17-year-olds licensed EMS first responders. Three Northwest Wisconsin Republicans backing the proposal say it would aid rural communities in the state in having adequate staffing for an ambulance response. Currently, candidates must be 18 years old to be officially registered as an EMS responder. The bill would not require organizations to hire 17-year-olds, but they would be allowed to evaluate the teen's maturity level before deciding to bring one on board. An amendment to the bill would also require any 17-year-old responder to be accompanied by an experienced EMS practitioner. We'll check out forecast details and again take a look at those weather announcements we have for you coming up next.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Cold weather continues through the week. Today's high will be at around 3 degrees, partly cloudy and cold conditions. West winds today could be between 10 and 20. A few clouds and bitter cold tonight with a low of negative 8. And for Wednesday, high of 12 with variable clouds. Wednesday night, 3 degrees below zero. Thursday, 11 with a 40% chance of light snow or flurries later at night. Southwest winds are at 3 miles per hour. It is 9 degrees below zero. Two-hour delays for these schools. Fenimore, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary's and Eagle. Also Ithaca and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. In the Richland District, no AM Early Childhood and no Bethlehem 4K. There's no AM 4K in the Ithaca District. Second Harvest food pickup in Boscobel is canceled for today. Boscobel Bowl and Banquet will not be having bingo this evening. Town and Kentry Sanitation will be picking both garbage and recycling up in the village of Muscaday this Friday and next. If you have any questions, call Town and Country Sanitation. Likewise, Town and Country Sanitation will be picking up both garbage and recycling on Friday for residents in the area. So if you have any questions, you can certainly reach out and contact Town and Country Sanitation. Those reminders, weather-related here today on a cold Tuesday morning. Again, it is negative 9.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the high school schedule from last night, a look ahead to tonight as well, and the playoff field is set for the weekend.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In girls basketball, the Highland girls won 50-36 over Ithaca in a non-conference game on Monday night. The Cardinals gradually pulled away after leading 24-18 at halftime. Highland improved to 10-4 on the season. Caitlin Miller had 14 points, including the team's only three-pointer. Harley Fredericks added 12, all in the first half. Ithaca was led by Olivia Young with 10. J.C. Maxwell totaled 8. Highland won the JV game 41-31. Highland will take on Barneville tonight after last night's win. Ithaca makes up a game at DeSoto. In other games, it was Kickapoo over Boscobel, 58-47. Cuba City, 90, Southwestern, 27. Fenimore, a winner against Lancaster, 49-43. Wonewoc Center got the win against Riverdale, 59-52 as well. It was Cashton, 79, Melrose Mindoro, 38, Schulzburg, 63-47 over Warren. In boys basketball, Cashton, 79, Melrose Mindoro, 38. Boys basketball tonight, Wisconsin Heights will be at Richland Center. Hornets coach Brian Poles commented on how fast the season goes.
Looking at the calendar, there's really only about 6 weeks of the season left, and it does go quickly. And that is it's something we talk to the kids about. These seasons go so fast, the years go so fast. So just wanting to make sure that we're taking it, every opportunity that we get and using it to the fullest.
Wisconsin Heights at Richland Center boys basketball. We'll have that for you on the radio tonight. Platteville plays at Edgewood today in boys hoops. Also Bangor at Wonewoc Center, Nisida at Hillsboro, and Brookwood at Alma Center. Black River Falls at Westby, Viroqua at Luther. Ithaca is at Wazika Steuben in the Ridge and Valley. Lafarge at Seneca, DeSoto at North Crawford. In the Swall, Darlington at Riverdale, Mineral Point at Iowa Grant. Boscobel hosts Cuba City. Southwestern is home against the Fenimore Golden Eagles, and Highland will be at Potosi. In girls basketball, Ithaca at DeSoto and Toma at Mauston, Barneville at Highland, River Valley at Darlington among the games. On the state scene, Marquette shooters like Cam Jones and Tyler Kolick were able to find the range and led their team to an 87-74 win over Villanova Monday afternoon at home. Jones connected on 10 of 12 shots for 22 points, and Kolick scored 21 to go with 11 assists as Coach Shaka Smart's team ended a short two-game losing streak. The Packers and 49ers have a history in the NFL playoffs. They meet Saturday night in the divisional round. San Francisco has won 5 of the 9 meetings and emerged victorious in the last 4 in a row. After Green Bay's stunning rout of heavily favored Dallas, it isn't likely they will be overlooked. The 49ers are currently a 10-point favorite to advance. They're also the favorites to win this year's Super Bowl after the Cowboys and Rams were sent packing. As far as the game was concerned over the weekend, and as the Packers go west, they're not going to go early, according to Coach Matt LaFleur.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine, being that it's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and I'd say the majority of the week's going to be more jog through tempo. They might be able to have some live reps towards the end of the week, but just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
Yesterday in the NFL playoffs, a couple of games, nothing real close. Josh Allen threw 3 touchdown passes and scored on a franchise playoff record 52-yard touchdown run, and the Bills beat the Steelers 31-17 in an AFC wildcard playoff game that was postponed today because of a lake effect blizzard. Allen threw a 17-yard touchdown pass with 6:27 remaining that restored a 2-touchdown lead for Buffalo. Elsewhere in football news, it was was Baker Mayfield throwing for 337 yards and three touchdowns to lead the resurgent Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a 32-9 wildcard win over Jalen Hurts and the defending NFC champion Eagles. The Bucs won for the sixth time in seven games to advance. For the Eagles, their collapse after a 10-1 start, they are one and done in the playoffs. The Badgers travel to Penn State for a Big Ten conference game tonight. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. You can hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And I am Phil Nee with sports.
Why should you join us at Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about our modern equipment or our great exercise classes or even our comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body. Now, and for the rest of your life. Hi, this is Tracy, and if you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex are just for young people, it's time to rethink that old notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle reserve and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also benefit your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8522. Or visit us at simonsrec.com to see how we can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Thomas Rett on WRCO. Good morning. Minus 9 on the WRCO temperature gauge, sponsored by Wirtz Floor and Home. That's a far cry from the record low, though, for this day. 38 below in the year of 1963. So we're just wimping out today.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little, little by little, sipping on a frozen drink. Taking bars, taking, pouring all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain. Two pieces shaking, white caps are breaking, we ain't feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey señorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Buffett song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone. Shades on the ice to tuck the bloodshot away. Hair of the dog shouldn't take long, but who cares, we got all day. Palm trees are leaning, sunburned, screaming, but we'll all be alright. After one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey señorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Marley song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone. We'll be gone. Taking, pouring all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain. Two pieces shaking, white caps are breaking, we ain't feeling no pain, feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey señorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Chesney song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone. We'll be gone. We'll be gone.
Luke Bryan on Country and Community WRCO at 6 minutes before 7.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your mark results from January the 15th. We had 142 head today. Light run due to the weather. We had one fat today. Market staying steady on that. 30 head of Holstein slaughter cows day. Top 20% bring 96 to $1.05. The middle 60, 70 to 95. And the bottom 20%, 65 and down. No bulls day. 106 head of calves day. The top 80% of the bull calves bring 250 to 380. Quality Holstein heifer calves 200 and down. Quality beef calves 200 to 690. And the light pork quality calves $70 and down. Don't forget, we have a beef cow sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hip from Mifflin Livestock. Have a great week.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools 2 hours late today. Fenimore, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. All of those 2 hours late, and all of those announcements came in last night. So no changes this morning to the weather, as officials made those additions fairly early last night, anticipating the cold wind chills. 9 below the actual reading. At times, we've been down there in that 20 below range. Luckily, the wind has kind of subsided a little bit. Winds around 2 miles per hour, although it doesn't take much to stir things around and make that really dangerous. The wind chill advisory continues until 9 tomorrow morning. Here is George Strait.
Sky, falling right into your hand, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned, then out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise. She comes.